Manny Pacheco, and welcome to Forgotten Hollywood. I've written a paperback that tells America's story through the eyes of great character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me on today's program is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lycan with his weekly On the Backlot report. This week, we'll take a unique look at popular music's tribute to Hollywood's iconic past. It seems that American songwriters have always had a love affair with cinema, its stars, its movies, and even its studios. And there has always been an audience ready to purchase albums, 45s, 8-tracks, cassettes, CDs, if the subject was classic film. An early visionary was Irving Berlin when he composed Puttin' on the Ritz. Even though the tune was featured in an early 1929 talkie, the lyricist was savvy enough to mention the late Rudolph Valentino and an up-and-coming actor who had a bit part in the Best Picture of 1927, Wings. I'm talking about Gary Cooper. Silent films were on the way out, but Berlin was on top of his game with his deferential mention of these two screen giants. A tune performed by many diverse entertainers, Harry Richman, Benny Goodman, Fred Astaire, Clark Gable in his only song and dance routine on film, Ella Fitzgerald, Gene Wilder, and Taco. Forgotten Hollywood presents the special Bijie Adair rendition of Puttin' on the Ritz.
Thank you. it's poetic. I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting it off my chest, to let him rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum. You're the top, you're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet. You're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck of flair. Honey, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top, you're Mahatma Gandhi, you're the top. Brandy, you're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery, your Gobbo's salary, your cellophane. You are sublime, you're turkey. Toy balloon that is faded soon to pop. Buddy, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Steve, there's something I gotta tell you.
What is it, Judy?
Well, you're the top.
I am?
You're Waldorf Salad.
No, let me say it. You're the top.
Me too?
That's right. You're a Berlin ballet.
Oh, that's nice. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire.
Actually, I don't dance very well.
You are an only a drama.
You're Whistler's mother.
Mama.
Sorry.
You're Cannon Bear.
Let's see. You're a rose.
That's sweet. You're Inferno's Dante.
That's a very intellectual reference. You're the nose.
Watch it.
I mean...
What?
Well, I'm the great Durant.
That's better. I'm a lazy lout who is just about to stop.
Let's not stop.
But baby, I'm the bottom.
She's the one for me. You're the top.
This is Forgotten Hollywood, and we're checking out the popular tunes in American culture that mention film legends. Our last cut was by the master of musical style and fashion, Cole Porter. The fact that Barbara Streisand sang this classic in What's Up Doc in 1972 was in part her tip of the cap to the songwriter, as well as the many actors mentioned, including Fred Astaire, Greta Garbo, Mae West, Jimmy Durante, and even Mickey Mouse. The tune first appeared in the 1934 Broadway production of Anything Goes. The musical also featured It's DeLovely and I Get a Kick Out of You. No one on Tin Pan Alley understood mid-20th century Americana better than the magnificent Cole Porter. Of course, someone was bound to honor the king of the MGM lot before the 1930s were through. Judy Garland took a 1913 standard, first recorded by Al Jolson, and with the lyrical help of Roger Edens, an influential staff songwriter at Metro, recorded the updated version of You Made Me Love You. Garland sang it to a framed photo of Clark Gable in the Broadway Melody of 1938. By the way, this version became the B-side to Over the Rainbow. May I offer this warm cup of puppy love for you on Forgotten Hollywood.
Dear Mr. Gable, I am writing this to you, and I hope that you will read it so you'll know. My heart beats like a hammer, and I stutter and I stammer every time I see you at the picture show. I guess I'm just another fan of yours, and I thought I'd write and tell you so. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you, and all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy. Sometimes you made me glad. But there were times, sir, you made me feel so sad. You made me sigh, 'cause I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. Yes, I do, indeed I do, you know I do. I must tell you what I'm feeling. The very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. You know you made me love you.
Oh, gee, Mr. Gable. I don't want to bother you. I guess you got a lot of girls to tell you the same thing. And if you don't want to read this, well, you don't have to. But I just had to tell you about the time I saw you, and it happened one night. That was the first time I ever saw you. And I knew right then you were the nicest fella in the movies. I guess it was because you acted so, was so natural-like. Like a real actor at all, but just like any fella you'd meet at school or at a party. And then one time I saw you in a picture with Joan Crawford. And I had to cry a little. 'Cause you loved her so much. And you couldn't have her. Not till the end of the picture anyway. And then one time I saw you in person. You were making a personal appearance at the theater, and I was standing there when you got out of your car, and you almost knocked me down. Oh, but it wasn't your fault. No, I was in the way. But you looked at me. And you smiled. Yeah, you smiled right at me as if you meant it. And I cried all the way home just because you smiled at me for being in your way. Oh, I'll never forget it, Mr. Gable. Honest Injun, you're my favorite actor.
I don't care what happens, let the whole world stop. As far as I'm concerned, you'll always top, 'cause you know you made me love you.
Hooray for Hollywood, that screwy ballyhooey Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pant. And any barmaid can be a starmaid if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood, where you're terrific if you're even good. Where anyone at all from Shirley Temple to Amy Semple is equally understood. Go out and try your luck, you might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood. Chillicothe's and Paducah's with their bazookas to get their names up in lights, all armed with photos from local rodos with the hair and ribbon and legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, see Mr. Factor. He'll make a monkey look good. Within a half an hour you'll look like Tyrone Power.
Thank you, Rosemary Clooney. In 1950, Billy Wilder decided to tackle the process of film production by writing and directing the ferocious Sunset Boulevard. Part tribute, part film noir, and part black comedy, Wilder used his backlot knowledge to offer this scathing story of success and failure for those aspiring to, quote, make it in our fairy tale community. What makes this film so much fun to watch is the old-timer portrayals of Gloria Swanson, Cecil B. DeMille, Eric Von Stroheim, Buster Keaton, Hedda Hopper, among others. FYI, the script was based on the life of silent star Norma Talmadge, not Swanson. I should mention the outcome of the film had little to do with Talmadge's later life. The actress died peacefully in 1957. Wilder had been approached in the 1960s by Stephen Sondheim to turn his work into a musical. The idea was to cast Jeanette MacDonald as Norma Desmond. Wilder talked Sondheim out of the concept. Another attempt was also quickly dashed by Sondheim when approached a decade later, citing Wilder's reasoning. Andrew Lloyd Webber decided he was the composer to make this work, and with the collaboration of Don Black and Christopher Hampton, they presented it, first on London's West End and later on Broadway. So with deference to the silent screen stars and a cursory mention of Warner Brothers, Forgotten Hollywood presents Sunset Boulevard from our American Songbook.
They all say I'm through. Well, it's time they knew. With one look, I can break your heart. With one look, I played every part.
to play. With one look, you'll know all you'll need to know. With one look, I'll ignite a blaze. I'll return to my glory days. This enormous back at last. This time I'm staying for good. I'll be back where I was born to be. With one look, I'll be me.
I came out here to make my name. Wanted my pool, my dose of fame. Wanted my parking space at Warner's. But after a year, a one-room hell, a Murphy bed, a rancid smell, wallpaper peeling at the corners. Sunset Boulevard, twisting boulevard, secretive and rich, a little scary. Sunset Boulevard, tempting boulevard, waiting there to swallow the unwary. Dreams are not enough to win a war. Out here they're always keeping score. Beneath the tan the battle rages. Smile, a rented smile, fill someone's glass. Kiss someone's wife, kiss someone's ass. We do whatever pays the wages. Sunset Boulevard, headline boulevard, getting here is only the beginning. Sunset Boulevard, jackpot boulevard, once you've won you have to go on winning. You think I've sold out? Dead right, I've sold out. I've just been waiting for the right offer. Comfortable quarters, regular rations, 24-hour, 5-star room service. And if I'm honest, I like the lady. I can't help being touched by her folly. I'm treading water, taking the money, watching her sunset. Well, I'm a writer. LA's changed a lot over the years since those brave gold rush pioneers came in their creaky covered wagons. Far as they could go, end of the line, their dreams were yours, their dreams were mine, but in those dreams were hidden dragons. Sunset Boulevard, frenzied boulevard, swamped with every kind of false emotion. Sunset Boulevard, brutal boulevard, just like you will wind up in the ocean. She was sinking fast, I threw a rope. Now I have suits and she has hope. It seemed an elegant solution. One day this must end, it isn't real. Still I'll enjoy a hearty meal before tomorrow's execution. Sunset Boulevard, ruthless boulevard, destination for the stony hearted. Sunset Boulevard, lethal boulevard, everyone's forgotten how they started. Here on Sunset Boulevard.
We are exploring popular music's love affair with Forgotten Hollywood. I had the pleasure of enjoying Glenn Close's award-winning performance as Norma Desmond almost 2 decades ago. Other Broadway shows have been successful in capturing the spirit of Hollywood's golden age, including Grease, with references to Doris Day, Rock Hudson, Troy Donahue, Annette Funicello, Selminio, and Sandra Dee. The Little Shop of Horrors transfixed on Donna Reed, Lucille Ball, and Howdy Doody. And then there was the Rocky Horror Show. This campy musical with an admittedly large cult following honors Faye Ray and Steve Reeves throughout its score. However, there is one number that really hones in on the fantasy genre, mentioning Anne Francis, Claude Rains, Michael Rennie, Leo G. Carroll, George Pal, Dana Andrews, Janet Scott, RKO Studios. Need I continue? Let's just enjoy Science Fiction Double Feature on Forgotten Hollywood.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran.
A triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews said prunes, gave him the runes, and passing them used lots of skills. But when worlds collide, said George Pal to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Like a
Incidentally, Claude Rains is proudly featured in Chapter 1 of my book. When we come back with more Forgotten Hollywood, the 1970s falls in love with our treasured past. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies, such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color! Come on in!
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores. And you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. I'm Manny Pacheco, and I'm happy to be spending this weekend analyzing popular songwriters' passion for Forgotten Hollywood. Leo Sayer, The Eagles, The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Warren Zevon, America, and Don McLean were among the 1960s and 1970s talent willing to remember the likes of Bill Bojangles Robinson, Fred Astaire, Lon Chaney, and James Dean. There is one singer-composer who took this idea to another level, Elton John. Here's the always flamboyant entertainer on Forgotten Hollywood with his tributes to The Wizard of Oz and Marilyn Monroe.
Goodbye, my home, Jean. Though I never knew you at all, you had the grace to hold yourself with those around you. Crawled out of the woodwork and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing. That Marilyn was found in the news. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. The candle burned out long before the legend ever did. paid on the farm, but should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up for you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be.
John's title track featured a colorful album cover, but was not the only artist to pay tribute to this timeless classic. Electric Light Orchestra also used the Wizard of Oz theme on one of their album sleeves, which featured ruby red slippers and the green hands of the Wicked Witch of the West. No actor benefited more from the 1970s than our friend in his trademark trench coat. A number of artists, including Al Stewart and Bertie Higgins, referenced Bogey, Betty Bacall, and even Peter Lorre in song. Let's venture down this path with our friend, Humphrey Bogart, on Forgotten Hollywood.
On a morning from a Bogart movie, in a country where they turn back time, you go strolling through the crowd like Peter Lorre. She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain. Don't bother asking for explanation, she'll just tell you that she came in the ear of the cat. Give you time for questions as she locks up your arm in hers, and you follow till your sense of which direction completely disappears. By the blue tile walls near the market stalls, there's a hidden door she leads you to. These days she says, I feel my life just like a river running through the year of the cat.
patchouli. So you take her to find what's waiting inside. The year of the cat.
Around each other, trying so hard to stay warm. That first cold winter together, lying in each other's arms, watching those old movies, falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero. My leading lady, we had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you, kid, missing all the things we did. Can't you remember? We played all the parts. That sweet scene of surrender, when you gave me your heart. Please say you will play it again, 'cause I love you still. Maybe this can't be the end. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you, kid,
here's looking at you, kid,
missing all the things. city. We can find it once again. Hello. Just like they did in Key Largo. We had it all. Just like Bogey and McCall.
This is Forgotten Hollywood. An onslaught of musical memorabilia often came from unlikely sources. For example, Billy Joel's homage to the last 50 years of the 20th century, even mentioning Bridge on the River Kwai and Lawrence of Arabia in one of his compositions. Charlene compared herself to Jean Harlow. And Kim Carnes with a most alluring tune entitled Betty Davis Eyes. Not only does the singer put the queen of the Warner Brothers lot in the title, but she also busts out a Harlow and Greta Garbo nod. Not exactly a definitive standard, but it deserves its moment on the Forgotten Hollywood turntables.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips a sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. Pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. She got Greta Garbo standoff size. She's let you take her home. It whets her appetite. She'll lay you on a throne. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you. Roll you like you were dice until you come up blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. Knows you off your feet with a crumb she throws you. She's ferocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Next on Forgotten Hollywood, the radio columnist of the Orange County Register, Gary Lycan, and his On the Backlot segment.
And welcome to this week's visit on the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Let's start off with a few words about Ernest Borgnine. Now, you might say, what has Borgnine got to do with music? Well, think again. In 1996, a group called Square Pusher released an electronic album called Feed Me Weird Things. And one of the tracks is, yes, this is true, quote, theme from Ernest Borgnine. Now, before you go off on a Google adventure, let's remind you that Borgnine was also married to singer Ethel Merman for only 32 days in 1964. The funny part of this is that in her 1978 autobiography, her chapter on, quote, my marriage to Ernest Borgnine, end quote, consists of one blank page. Guess that tells us something, doesn't it? Our Borgnine bonanza of facts also unearthed this one. He was the first center square on the TV game show Hollywood Squares in 1966. No, not Paul Lynde, not Rosemarie, not Sid Caesar, Ernest Borgnine. What? You want to hear more now about Ethel Merman? Okay, here you go. The character Helen Lawson in Jacqueline Suzanne's novel and movie Valley of the Dolls is based on Ethel Merman. And the British psychobilly band called The Meteors recorded an instrumental called, quote, Return of the Ethel Merman, quote, for their 1986 album, Sewer Time Blues. I love some of these record titles. And by the way, Manny, do you know what Robin Williams and Ethel Merman have in common?
Not a clue. Maybe they were both on Mork and Mindy. I don't know.
Very good. Actually, it's two movies. In the 1987 film Good Morning Vietnam, Williams' character, a DJ, alluded to Merman's distinctive, brassy style and powerful voice during one of his improvised comic news bulletins. Ethel Merman has been used to jam Russian radar systems. Robin Williams, as the DJ belting an imitation of Merman, says, I've got a feeling that love is here to stay. When asked for a reply, the Russian said, what the hell was that? Now, also, there was one more picture involving Robin Williams and Ethel Merman, and it was Aladdin, where Williams imitates Merman in the song Prince Ali. Finally, Manny, you earlier featured Betty Davis Eyes.
Yes, and did you know Kim Carnes recorded the song completely live in studio on the first take?
No, I didn't know that. Well, while touring the back lot, I must say, though, I uncovered some research that said Betty Davis admitted to being a fan of the song, and she approached Carnes and the songwriters to thank them for making her what she called a part of modern times. Well, thanks, Manny, for joining me here on the Backlot this week. Back to our guide into Forgotten Hollywood, Manny Pacheco.
Thank you, Gary Lycan, and many thanks to our producer, Steve Guzman. As we leave you with a musical accolade to the zany antics of the Three Stooges, remember to join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And please, let's never forget, I'm Manny Pacheco.